What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What's good?
Well, it's a Celtics Wednesday. That's good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Result from the Bruins game last night, not so good.
Nope.
I don't want to spend much time on that. At the start of the show this morning, we can get to it later. Is that 4 of 5 that they have lost, Scheim? My beloved Boston Bruins?
Is that four or five? Greg.
All right. Well,
seems like a real bang-up job by them.
We'll get to it, but I have to say at the start of the show, in my almost 58 years, I don't believe I have ever witnessed anything as despicable from a fan or fans attending a professional athletic event as what I witnessed from two New York Yankees fans last night. What the assault that they perpetrated on Mookie Betts, and more specifically on his baseball glove, is the most outrageous thing I have ever seen in my life. Maybe you can explain it away with alcohol.
No.
Can anyone explain? If you're watching on Twitch, and I hope you are.
Two jabronis.
You're going to see these two jackasses.
Brothers.
Of course.
Capo Biancos.
Two brothers
from
New York. Mookie's going to make a catch up against a wall in right field. And you have these two jackasses who are grabbing his glove, literally physically grabbing the baseball out of said glove while the other dude is holding his hand so he can't get his hand over there. It's the most... Tell me... Like, you can mention, who's the Chicago guy? Bartman or whatever his name is. You mentioned that guy.
Mayer was brought up. He was the Yankee fan that stole a out and turned it into a home run against the Orioles.
But I've never seen...
But that had nothing to do with interacting with the actual player.
But the entitlement, like to think that that's somehow going to be behavior that you're going to get away with, or that it's okay to do that when you're at a World Series game.
And you're watching it in slow-mo on Twitch right now. And when you watch it in real time, I couldn't believe how long it went on. Like, when you're watching that, they're lucky they didn't hurt Mookie.
Yeah, right.
Like, the way in which they stretch his arm back. But the two brothers, they were immediately kicked out of the stadium. I don't think that they're allowed back.
I hope not.
I was on social media after, and the amount of people praising them, like, this was the spark that the Yankees needed to see, you know, vivacious fans like this. Are we for real?
You're lucky Mookie didn't jump up in the stands and clock
him. But, I mean, I give him credit for fighting for the baseball.
Right.
He shouldn't have to be doing it. Mm-hmm. And what was Curtis?
I was just going to say the Fox broadcast, which misses Joe Buck in these World Series games, just one humble opinion. But, like, they treated it so benignly.
Well,
like,
they were praising it.
They were like, well, you know, he's not going to be watching the rest of the game here. And then
I think I heard a nice try.
And then one other guy's like, well, he'll probably watch it on TV. I'm like, wow, thanks, Bill. Back to you. Like, it was awful. And if this is the Red Sox, first thing you hear, racist fan, that would be number one. Number two would be like just absolutely a blanket statement about everybody in Boston. Because if one person does something here, it represents the whole city. But we saw Greg in the latest great Netflix documentary, The Comeback.
Yeah.
Post A-Rod slapping the ball out of Arroyo's hands, it's forgotten. But there were riot police up and down first and third baseline inside Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a riot cop at Fenway Park?
No.
Okay,
no.
So this is Yankee Stadium. This is a continuation of moronic, idiot fans, and yet it's treated like, Capo Bianco and his buddy were the wrong. Second question, how'd they get the tickets? Those are like $5,000 each.
Yeah, they probably knew a guy.
Then shut the stadiums down.
That's what Michael Wilbon said about Fenway Park. Is he going to say that today about Yankee Stadium, you think?
They may work in the trash removal business, Chris. Just guessing.
That's what they call it.
They fell off the truck.
That's what they call it.
Just guessing.
Has anybody, as an Italian, I can say this, has anybody ever looked more like a Capo Bianco?
No. I mean, it's wild. It's just to think that you're going to, first of all, to think that you have any sort of right or any kind of like wherewithal to be right. interfering in a Major League Baseball game, which is a World Series game, is beyond me.
Right.
But it's crazy.
It'd be one thing to like just hit the glove as he's reaching out to get it versus trying to rip it out of
Yankees
his hand.
Fans, like, the argument is that Philadelphia fans are bad, and they are, but I the Yankees fans are the worst.
Can
you tell me a fan base in the United States of America that is more obnoxious than Yankees
fans? Philadelphia Eagles fan base.
That's maybe it, Sean. Right. That's maybe the only argument.
I would say Eagles fans are a little bit more crazy, but Yankee fans combine being obnoxious with this sense of superiority and just exude douchiness, whereas Eagle fan is just a guy that's probably going to like kick you in your leg and walk away. I don't know which I'd prefer.
All right. Well, anyway, it was wild to see that last night.
It was bananas.
Has anybody spoken to these two guys?
Yeah, there have been a few outlets that have reached out to them, and they talked, and they were like, "We're just looking to find a good place to watch the game." Like they are as
they felt like they were doing something for the team.
They're what you would expect.
Yeah.
Doing something for the team.
Yeah.
What do you expect, guy? With your head trying to help out the Yanks here. What do you think, huh? You think we're just going to let him come into the Bronx?
We're putting in more effort than
balls?
Aaron Judge. That bum.
But then again, I know a bunch of Red Sox fans like that as well.
No, you don't. There are not Red Sox fans go to that extreme.
Or maybe you don't
know. There are not. All right. Well, anyway, Yankees stay alive. So
yeah,
maybe they were right. Maybe
that was the spark they needed.
That was the spark they needed.
Oh, Mitch is giving me an update. Twitch Mitch, great job by Twitch Mitch every day.
He does a great job with everything that is associated with Twitch.
I love Mitch. The best. Like the best. Like always excited, ready to go.
Yep.
I love him. Anyway, he says that apparently they were told they're allowed back because they are season ticket holders.
All right.
What?
Which, there's no doubt in my mind, if they win this series, they're going to be at the stupid Canyon of Heroes parade.
They're not going to win. They're not coming back.
Isn't it awesome retribution, though, Greg, that the Yankee fan has to use the 04 Red Sox as the inspiration?
Yes. And they have to spend, a significant amount of time chanting Poppy sucks
right.
David Ortiz when he's doing the game.
Yeah.
Because that still lives rent-free in their head.
Yeah, it does.
The greatest comeback of all time in sports. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to. It is a Celtics Wednesday, as I mentioned at the top, and that means that Mega will join us at 9, and we'll talk Celtics. What else? We will get to our leads in about 15 minutes at around 6:25 or 6:30, and then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will discuss who Jim Montgomery is pointing the finger at for last night's Bruins loss. So that is coming up, among other things, at 7 on this morning's show. We will get to Courtney and today's news at 7:45. And I have another chance for you to bring your hero to lunch with a hero. And I will give you that opportunity to do that at 8. On this morning's show. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If it is more convenient to text, you can text your comment anytime over the next 4 hours on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. It's raining, Curtis. I know you're going to get to the weather.
Yeah,
later,
we need it. You've got fires everywhere. By the way, I just saw this quote from one of the Capobianco brothers. I just see the ball kind of. I don't want to say go up for grabs, but if that makes sense. And then Mookie was swearing at us, not good. What a horrible explanation of the events that actually occurred.
And of course he was swearing at you.
Yeah, I would have been swearing too. Yeah.
You're lucky it was just swears. He would have been totally within his rights to cold cock your face.
They could have snapped his wrist. Like, I don't think that there's enough emphasis on the fact that they're so lucky that he didn't get hurt during this.
Yeah, especially the guy who's grabbing his left arm.
Okay, but first of all, the fact that the dude who, one of them or both of them, I think one of them was a season ticket holder, maybe both, whatever. Mm-hmm. The fact that he is allowed back at Yankee Stadium is egregious.
Yeah, that
it shouldn't be allowed in a baseball stadium across the country.
It should be banned for life. Like, you know, and they, I don't know how they, like, how do they, I don't know how they enforce, would... when they do the lifetime bans, like, when you're banned from Gillette Stadium for life, like, I don't know how they actually enforce that.
You probably can't, but you could probably take away, if they are season ticket holders, you could probably stop them from doing that, and then they'll just have to get tickets on.
Well, Major League Baseball could ban them for life, theoretically.
Right, but like you said, it's going to be difficult for you to stop them getting into games, but at least you take the season ticket away from them, ban them for life. And
they have it's two brothers. For the rest of the series, as long as it may go, at least for tonight, they make sure that security has their photos and they're not allowed in.
Like,
but it's probably
people,
it's probably hot.
That is
it's
a slippery slope if they let them back in.
As someone who was banned for life from Gillette Stadium and landing in the drug tank, I can tell you they don't really do it that well.
Yeah, it's got to be hot.
I now interview the coach in the basement. So.
Curtis, did they send you an actual official lifetime ban?
It was handed to my dad when he picked me up.
Okay, it was. And so they said we're
he was served.
We're going to let him out. Were you in the Foxborough jail or in
drunk tank somewhere? Okay. I don't sadly remember. It very well. It was the day that they all threw the snowballs in the air when they beat the Dolphins in 2003.
Yes.
It was like bitter cold.
Yes.
I got overserved, but by myself.
Yeah, they don't put up Polaroids of the band people throughout the stadium like in The Office.
When they get the Chinese.
Yeah, it would just be so difficult to do that, Courtney. I don't even know how you would be able to even track. You know,
I'm at the Capabianco got married in September. Lovely wedding website here.
Oh. Which one, Austin or
it was,
Darren?
Austin was the best man. It was in East Haven, Connecticut at the Vincent DePaul Church. It looks lovely. Oh, my God. They had the reception at Trump National. They're right-wing nuts.
You got to believe that somehow Costos knows these guys.
Oh, totally.
Like, you know.
He was probably sitting out of the camera shot.
You know what I always think about when you bring up snowballs, Curtis, like you did about Gillette Stadium?
Yeah.
The power of belief is, you know, is a snowball that can start an avalanche.
Yeah. I always, it always reminds me of that.
I get only one more day to watch Aaron Rodgers lose again. I can't wait.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, and you can enjoy it in several different forms. One is certainly on any of the radio stations that we have assembled for you all over New England. Unless we sound like we're underwater on any of them. Chime, did that problem get fixed yesterday with the affiliate radio stations of this morning show?
I hope so. Your guess is as good as mine. Nobody decides to respond to text messages or emails anymore.
Oh,
so
they don't?
I have no idea.
It's being reported that, or it was reported to me by the listeners, that it was just the Cape Cod affiliate and the the Claremont, New Hampshire affiliate that were experiencing the issues. But I don't know if that's accurate.
I'm sure it was fixed at 10.
You think it was fixed at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Probably.
Generally what happens with Twitch, too.
All right. Yeah, and speaking of Twitch, you can watch the show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You can watch the show on YouTube. And if you were watching, you could see Courtney with What is Trending this first hour.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins get shut out by the Flyers. Final score 2-0 at the TD Garden. Corposalo was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. They're on the road now to take on the Hurricanes tomorrow night in Carolina, but not good for your Boston Bruins so far.
At some point, it's not going to be good for Jim Montgomery.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know that that's now, but I don't know that he sees New Year's Day if the team continues to struggle like this.
Do you think?
I that was one of my leads. You know,
all right, we'll get to it. Save it.
No. Oh, I'm saying before, like how
before one of your old leads.
Yeah, one of like you know he's
do
a lame duck.
Do you have an encyclopedic memory of all of your leads?
No. I just remember that one. But
do you remember at least all of your Shohei Ohtani leads?
Oh yes, I remember those and the Yamamoto leads.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting because those were all so different. You know, it's like tough to remember.
It's kind of like your political leads or Courtney's.
I haven't done a political lead.
Or Shimes, Drake May leads.
What were you going to say about me?
Courtney's Taylor Swift leads.
I mean, Greg's had more than I have.
We tend to recycle leads or go in the same kind of genre of leads. I mean, so I act like we all don't do it.
Okay. The Celtics are on the road tonight taking on the Pacers in Indiana, and the NBA has fined the Philadelphia 76ers $100,000 for public statements around the health status of Joel Embiid. leading the public down the wrong path.
I enjoy. Have you ever noticed that? And I like it, but Wiggy segues into a little snidely whiplash at the end of his laugh. Have you ever noticed that? He goes.
Oh, it's so funny how I'm the only one with, like, kind of, you know, the same lead or in the same lane leads.
Uh-huh. When the only one who's criticized for
it. When I feel like I know everything there is to know about global warming.
The Yankees show sign of life. They take game 4 of the World Series, taking down the Dodgers 11-4. That series sits at 3-1 Dodgers with game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Bad news for the Texans. Stephon Diggs is out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered in the Texans' win over the Colts on Sunday. Mm. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. Curtis, I was very happy to see that it was wet outside when I left my apartment this morning, meaning that should help the brush fires?
It really should, Courtney. I appreciate the person on the street reporting. It's 51 degrees and cloudy in Boston. 70 here today. I believe the red flag warning is gone. I'm not positive. I haven't actually checked the flag this morning outside the building, but I will keep you abreast, Greg. Tomorrow,
well, they shut school down in Salem because of the smoky smell. So we don't want our students to be
bad air quality.
We don't want them to be forced to smell the smoke from a brush fire or anything like that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, 90% of them were probably vaping on the way in.
Yeah, but we don't want to give anybody an asthma attack.
That's okay.
I don't know how the vape works. I'm just constantly amazed by it. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
I think you put it in your mouth and you suck it in and blow it out.
That's how Courtney would have explained it. Yes.
That's an MDB.
I wish you all a final day prior to. Well, happy Halloween Eve, everyone.